Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's right. The drive is live. And you hear it there. There is Clint Sterner standing right there, as you can see him on YouTube and Twitch. There is Tyler Milner. What's the Houston shirt today? Houston is...
inevitable.
Oh, I said horny.
Well, that too.
That is accurate.
It is a Monday in H-Town.
I just wanted to beat you to the punch. there it is, Tyler Miller. You can see him on YouTube and Twitch. We appreciate you joining us. It is Wade Day. 3 o'clock. It is Wade Day. And I was feeling real good. I ran into that Father's Day.
Oh, hell.
So we'll see what happens there.
I mean, you're not real concerned about not dropping a little bit since Aruba, though, right?
No, I'm not saying I threw complete caution to the wind, but I definitely stepped off the train for about an hour and a half. It wasn't a plan. Shout out to old Victor Gaines, who really hooked up the old barbecue yesterday, but. And ribs, that was not part of the plan.
Oh, them ribs go right through you, man.
Took a step into that potato salad. Probably wasn't part of the plan. Don't know what kind of mayo he's used, but probably wasn't part of the plan. But we'll see here. 3 o'clock, weigh in. I was 301 coming from Aruba. Had put on a clean 6. And you said you were 247?
247.2. Right?
247.
I think you're going to surprise yourself, Ron.
We'll see.
I think it's going to be a good moment at 3 o'clock.
I just felt I drank well, just straight tequila and a little water and lime. But boy, that got away from me. So we'll see. Coming up at 3 o'clock, try to get down here. But no, I don't believe the scale is going to say 301. If that's what you're, or 3 something.
You're under three.
I should.
Okay.
I had a good week. I did get about 775 in a workout yesterday prior to eating on Father's Day. Got calories burned. So that maybe offsets it a little, but we'll see.
I got faith in you, man.
Yeah.
Text line
coming through, Clint. It was nothing wrong with him.
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
I got a guess, and I know, I feel like I'm going to be right.
Does it start with a P?
I have not looked at it. I was going to say Paredes.
Starts with a P, that's where I was going with it. All right, Ron. All right, T, what you got, baby?
Not great news to start this Monday edition of The Drive. Multiple sources now reporting, and the Astros actually just emailed me themselves. The Astros have scratched Lance McCullers Jr. Shit. From his start tonight. Dump that, please.
Dump that.
And put him on the injured list with a right foot sprain. Ryan Gusto will start in the place of Lance McCullers Jr. tonight versus the Athletics. Oh. LMJ is going to the IL.
Oh, he's going to IL? Yeah. And Paredes ain't there yet.
Lance McCullers Jr. has landed on the injured list for the Houston Astros.
Oh, son of a bitch!
Ooh, I was in such a good mood.
We dumped that, didn't we? I think I got to it.
I mean, I hope I did. I was busy giving you some news.
I'm sorry. That I literally reacted like we were just...
Like we're just breaking bread.
Hell, man.
All right, they say that's how the show... At least it's a right foot sprain.
How the hell did that happen? I mean, how... That's your push... That's your plant foot. I mean, he had to...
Well, they got to shut him down because stuff like that, he will definitely... If you try to keep going, that will move
IL, that means you... I mean, that ain't no just rolled my ankle. I mean, IL's what? Got to be what? 10 days?
At least. I mean, they're not even putting Paredes on it where it appeared he pulled a hamstring. They were immediately going for it.
Lance messed around, got drunk in that hotel in that Sacramento hotel last night, didn't he?
Again, that is speculation. We do not have any.
I think Lance done went to wherever they stay in Sacramento. It's a new place. They ain't been playing baseball in Sacramento long. I think that it's a new bar down there. Probably got a new spot. I think they may have had a few drinks and rolled that old foot off a staircase.
What happened? What is happening to this team?
Gosh damn it, man.
What is happening to them? Jacob Melton can't walk across the clubhouse. He's on the IL. Did Shea get sent down to? Is he on the IL too? I think Shea's on the IL. What in the hell? Lance probably couldn't wait to get to the mound to face these jokers today. Immediate to the IL. What happened? Jesus. Again, if you've missed it, I want to apologize for those. You know what?
The word I wanted to say. So, I mean, it was a genuine moment of passion.
It really was. I'll pull the curtain, or as I like to say, pull the carpet back. Most of the time, when Tyler comes through with breaking news, me and Tyler have either communicated this with each other. Have you seen this? Or we know it, or I know it, or we've seen it at the same time. That one genuinely caught me off guard. I had no clue. And I thought it was Paredes, and then he went with Lance, and I forgot where I was for a second. If you missed it, Chandler Rome and the Athletic reporting. The Astros have scratched Lance McCullers Jr. from his start tonight and put him immediately on the injured list with a right foot sprain. Ryan Gusto will start in his place. Some guy named Jason Alexander takes McCullers' spot on the active roster. And not the co-star from Seinfeld. Not that Jason Alexander. It's another one. Will be.
He's so good at Shallow
right?
Hal.
All right. Yeah, I was going to say, that's the right show, right?
He's got the tail.
Damn. All right, Clint. That is tough to hear, because now that's a spot, space. That right there, the rotation is the biggest spot that they cannot afford to lose anybody else. And they were still trying to flirt with a six-man rotation. We'll see how long this is. If I know Lance may come out and speak himself soon. But
well, see, the interesting part about the report is again, this isn't just like clearly not just a slight sprain, or, you know, they got to get a little imaging done to figure out what kind of stepped wrong or something. I mean, it's straight to the IL immediately and scratched from the lineup. So obviously they didn't know this beforehand, or they wouldn't have put him, you know, in the rotation at this point. I mean, if something were wrong, hell, odds are he wouldn't even make the trip, right? I mean, and so it had to be something happened
recently.
And it's interesting that it's, I mean, with a pitcher, you would think, even though it is his plant foot, you would think, I mean, we can at least consider not going on the IL and only missing one round in the rotation, and you can get an ankle right. I mean, clearly this foot, ankle, whatever it is a little bit more severe than like immediately clear, more severe than
immediate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
so I think that's the interesting part here is like, wow.
As you said, though, it'd be interesting to hear Joe Espada or Dana Brown. I'm certain we'll probably figure it out. This may be something we don't hear Clint and Tyler until, you know, after our show. This may be something you may hear more on Area 45 just due to it being a late start, being later, and we'll probably hear from them later. So that is odd. The timing of it, he made the trip, like you said. He was all the way up until 2 o'clock thought to be the starter, and now he is scratched and immediately put on the IL. So interesting situation. And this just adds to more of where I actually wanted to start today with the Astros, as the Astros sweep a pretty good above 500 Minnesota Twins team, culminated on the walk-off hit on Father's Day that Dubon had yesterday. They're now 11 games over 500, 4.5 game lead in the West. And this even more with now the Lance news. I'll be honest with you, fellas, I am absolutely shocked that it is going like this for the Astros. I am shocked. You roll through this and you say, all right, man, you know, you're going to lose, like, for extended period of time, three to four starters that you would have planned in your rotation or the next guy up. And now Lance, who's going to lose and miss even more time with this. And then you got two of them, Blanco and Wisniewski, who are just out for the year. And then the Spencer Arrighetti thing, really no timetable of when he returns. And Yordan Alvarez, when he played, was a minus when it came to WAR, wins above replacement, and then just be out for a long stretch. Christian Walker, who had just struggled. Again, Christian Walker, he got set down yesterday, and he was, I think, 0 for the series. Maybe he had one hit somewhere, and he's struggling. And that was the big bat that you brought in, right? And this team is still rolling. Paredes is now hurt. You know, we'll see how long he is out. To think that this team is 11 games above 500, Clint, 4.5 game lead with all of this. And I'll be honest, I know I have a lot of fun with you on Joe Espada, the captain. Like, I mean, he's not somebody that I would normally think, Clint, that would just be able to operate and hold all of this together. He is not a top manager in baseball. He's got a real Nick Sirianni feel to him. Of like, damn, man, I don't know if he's a great manager, but damn it, you got to give him credit because his team is operating under issues. So it just blows me away. And now Lance adds to it how this team is in this spot with everything that's happened.
Well, I've been critical of Joe Espada, obviously. I've been dead serious. No joking at all. But this is the job here that can create longevity for him in the big leagues and can keep him around Houston for a long period of time. Because this isn't just, hey, man, you had two pitchers go down, the next best prospects come up and they're kicking ass. You know what I mean? That ain't what's going on here. I mean, they've had some of that. They weren't top prospects, but they've had some of that guys just plug in and pitch well.
Oh, Ginger goes 6-2.
Hey, Ginger Nation, baby. Good gosh, 9 strikeouts. But they've had some of that happen, but the way they're shuffling the infield, the way they're shuffling the outfield, the way they're getting production out of young hitters. We had a conversation about the hitting coach, and how everybody was piling on the hitting coach. And you said, no. Look, the young guys are the ones carrying this team. The most impressionable hitters on this team are the ones that are getting better every week, and the ones that are producing. And again, that's never been more true. That's what's happening right now. So. This is one of them where, like, Joe Espada and the entire staff, I got to give credit where credit's due, man. Obviously, it's easy right now because they're winning ball games. But when you look at how they're winning ball games,
it doesn't make sense, Clint.
Even the moving guys around the way they've moved around. You want to know how they're winning ball games? You want to know how they're winning ball games right now? Like, recently, a big part of that is Pena being in the leadoff spot. I mean, you look at the game a couple nights ago, whenever they walked it off.
Four or five hits.
That one too. But I'm talking about the two walk-offs. But when he gets to first base, right, walked, they messed around and walked him. He steals second base, goes to third on an infield hit by Altuve. right? And then he scores on a sack fly to left field. Like
he's created. We talked about this. He's helped create different ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And he's
man.
Just been hot as hell.
Absolutely. The speed has been an issue. You mess around and walk him, hell, he's going to steal second. He might end up at third without anybody having to swing the damn bat. And so, yeah, I mean, this is a time where for me, yeah, man, I got to give Joe a spot in the staff a whole lot of love because with the way they're doing this with these young cats and with some new cats, yeah, man, that's – You even got to think about, like, with Jake Myers. You got to think some of the stick-to-itiveness with Jake Myers of, like, it doesn't matter what he's doing, how bad he's swinging about. We're going to stick with Jake Myers. We're committed to Jake Myers. That's starting to come to fruition. It's paying off.
I mean, hey, they're now, who knows? I mean, who's coming up? Who the hell is coming up next? I mean, some of these guys, they're having to bring up. I mean, they've lost. Melton's out. Back up, like, DeZinzo. He's still on the IL. He's out. Well,
Tyler, what's the kid that's prospect in the minors? He's raking right now. Bryce.
Yeah. You're on it.
I just saw the report.
He's not who they brought up, though.
No, he's not. He's still down.
Yeah, they had to bring somebody up for Jacob Melton. I mean, it's just.
I forgot old Melton rolled an ankle, didn't he?
Yeah, he could walk across the clubhouse. It was reported. What the hell's going on around here? I mean, I'm going to go ahead. Can y'all just, Astros, do me a favor. Can y'all just go ahead and put Paredes on the IL right now? Because I'm really getting concerned at this point.
We'll probably get a little breaking news.
I'm just getting a little concerned from what I've seen here. The old, Paredes has a left hamstring strain, and Paredes is not going to the IL, and Joe Espada seemed hopeful he would avoid it altogether.
See, that's interesting.
I don't know about that, dog.
On the heels of Lance McCullers, right? Lance is the one that you think they would say, well, he's not going to start tonight, but he may or may not go to IL. We're not sure. I mean, the way Paredes pulled up three steps for first base, it looked like somebody shot him in the hamstring with a 22.
I just think he might. I just want to know who looked at that imaging. I'm just saying, Friday, Tyler, the last thing we heard was he had just gotten an MRI.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to look at his imaging.
Paging Mr. Magoo.
I just want to know who's looking at that imaging. Last time they looked at Jordan Alvarez's imaging. Worst part about it is Stevie has a problem. So-called. Stevie is blind. I think somebody else looked at it that can see. And then you're sitting here thinking, what are you seeing? I don't know, man. Looks good to me. All right. All right. Wow. All right. A lot to get to. We'll keep you updated and bring across the news here. Lance McCullers. Scratch and immediately go into the IL with a right foot sprain. Also, we got to hear from Titus Howard. We talked about Titus Howard Friday. We got to hear about him, and wait till you hear what he has to say about the new offensive line mentality. We'll let you hear that coming up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
The breaking news that Tyler broke into the middle of the segment, did a great job of it, is Lance McCullers. The Astros have scratched Lance McCullers Jr. from his start tonight. And he is now being placed on the injured list with a right foot sprain. Ryan Gusto, who's supposed to pitch tomorrow night, he is going to get moved up, and he is going to pitch tonight in his place. Jason Alexander takes McCullers' spot on the active roster. This is coming off of Jacob Melton, who had to be put on the IR. Paredes, who they said they're not putting him on the IR yet, or they're hopeful they don't have to. He has just missed the weekend of games with that hamstring, which looked like a pull. Not sure if it's not a pull. Obviously, their imaging is not showing it, or they would have put him on there immediately. Somebody, what the hell happened to his foot? Screen just looked up. Somebody in this College World Series just off without a shoe. But that is the latest there with Lance McCullers Jr. We are just gathering any information. I know Tyler, Cheryl, myself, through the break, we're looking to see if we hear anything else, what happened, how it got to that point. So we will let you know that as soon as we get any understanding of that. All right, the Texans, they are down until training camp. They've had OTAs for a couple of weeks. Then they had mandatory mini camp last week. And now they got about 5 weeks before they get a little vacation. You know, it's that five-week period, Clint. That five-week period where you got a lot of people on the coaching staff in the front office saying, come on down. Nothing happened in these next 5 weeks.
Yeah, man. Everybody keep it together now.
And nothing. There's just rarely any good that comes in that 5 weeks or however long it is before training camp starts. So that's the hope. But Aaron Wilson caught up with Titus Howard. We talked about Titus Howard Friday about, man, we just, you know, almost like a big ups to him on, you know, just being very, very open and being completely invested to moving to the right guard spot, which we have seen him do by the look of his body and how he has approached it during the offseason. It's really big to see of him. But he spoke about some of the changes, spoke about his new OC, Cole Popovich, spoke about what it's like and what it will be like playing for their new coach. Now, he's not completely new to them. Obviously, he was the assistant OC last year, so he's a part of the staff. But this was him speaking about where they are now and what it's like to play for Cole Popovich.
Oh, man, Nash, you gotta have play with a lot of grit. You know, on offensive line, they're physical, that don't take shit from nobody, and they just establish, you know, the dominance up front. He exemplifies that every morning, every day on the field, and we want that in a coach because it's only gonna rub off on the offensive line, and, you know, he holds us to a high standard.
All right, he said nasty was the first thing he played. He said, and you see her there, Tyler had to bleep that out, don't take S. Second time that's had to be bleeped out today. 31 minutes, but don't take S from nobody is what he had to say and where they are. And Clint, it seems like that's the route that they were trying to go to with the moves they've made and apparently from Cole Popovich.
Yeah, look, I think the one thing that we can take from like OTAs, the all the press conference, all the audio that's come from the coaching staff and the players, the one thing that I feel good about is the messaging that is clearly going from coming from the coaches to the players. That messaging sounds really good. Now, can they put it to action?
Yeah, right? that's
it doesn't mean anything.
Feel like they got the guys here? I feel like they're better equipped than they had before, but do you feel like they have the guys here that can actually execute this nasty?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about the guys that they brought in, but I can tell you this. You know, once again, I talk a lot about D'Amico Ryans as it pertains to the offense nowadays in his third year as a head coach. If they don't have the guys that are at least impressionable and will adjust to what Cole Popovich wants, then D'Amico Ryans is going to have to know that. Like, he's down there watching him. He's got to be having one-on-ones with Cole Popovich, the O-line coach. Like, if they don't have those guys, it's going to be blatantly obvious. It's not hard to spot when you don't have take mess from nobody, punch you in the mouth type of guys. They have not had those guys here, and they have not encouraged the guys that they did have here to be that way. Since I've been covering the team, to be completely honest with you. They know what it looks like to have guys that don't bring that level of physicality and that level of punch in the mouth and that level of I ain't taking no mess. And that, so it would be easy to spot. But what I like about it, Ron, is that the messaging across the board seems to be exactly what I, as a fan, would want to hear. I go to OTAs and I watch Cole Popovich coach, and I see a no-nonsense, punch you in the mouth, take mess from nobody coach. And if that's your messaging every day, if that's what's coming out of your mouth, if that's the standard that you're setting, and you're not allowing them to half step, and you're not allowing them to fall short of that line every single day, then the product is going to be significantly better. And so I don't know if they have Trent Williams type punch you in the mouth, rip your head off and mess in your neck type of dudes. But if this coach is that way, and if this coach is driving it into him every single day, then there's going to be a big swing. I don't know if every single one of them are going to swing. I don't know if Tytus Howard has that anymore.
Yeah, because we're not going to know until they get up out there. As you said, Tytus, we haven't seen a lot of it. But it does. I can understand how fans could get to a place of like, at least it's what they're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that is a your head coach is watching.
At least it's what they're talking about.
Your head coach is watching every day. Your O-line coach is one of the more aggressive, more vocal, ain't taking no mess type of coaches. And it seems like the messaging that's going to the O-line is we're going to change some physicality around these parts. That's it. That's all we could ask for. Until they put pads on and we can see, are these guys worth a damn? Are they willing to play the way that they're talking, the way their coach is, their coach coaches? Until that happens, all we can take is the messaging. And I, for one, love the messaging. I can't think of one thing. I know it's elementary, but it's football 101, but it is what football is all about and always has been about. If you're the more physical football team, if it pisses you off that you don't lead the league in rushing, if it pisses you off, or if it doesn't piss you off that you are giving up more pressures and more sacks than anybody in the league, then you don't need to be a Texans offensive lineman. You need to have a different mentality. And what they're saying tells me that everything we talked about last year with this offensive line about lacking physicality and lacking accountability and not, you know, the whole Laramie Tunsil, all of that stuff was very, very real. I, for one, am glad to see that they're beyond it.
Yeah, yeah. The mentality was the biggest thing that needed to change. Now we'll see, because if they don't execute it, it won't be a deal.
Sorry
of
about that.
It won't be a deal of them not being able to, or at least this is not the approach that they're looking.
Yeah,
it won't be that.
I know you had more audio you wanted to get to from Tytus, but
sorry, man. Let it get to you. Let it get to you. Let it get to me a couple of times. And boy, Sports Radio 610 quick on the draw, because I've just looked up on Twitter and it's already out.
Hold on, so.
Already out. Let me just me getting a little.
Shout out, Figgy Fig.
Lost my mind. Yeah, Figgy said, ain't going home yet. All right, coming up, one of the craziest stories in sports just took another twist and turn. It is wild. We'll discuss that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Boston.
No.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Weigh in coming up at 3 o'clock. Next segment, start of next segment, we will do our weigh in. I was at 301.4. Clint was at 247.2. Last weigh in, so trying to get down. I had got down to 295, put on 6 in Aruba, and I ain't gonna lie to you, I would have been in here feeling real good. Had Father's Day yesterday from around 4 to about 7:30. Didn't happen.
You lost a little discipline there for a couple hours.
I did. I didn't go old school.
Right.
You know, but. We sure strayed away from that meat and protein and veggie type of thing we were in right there. There was protein. Had a little extra. A little extra to it.
A little sauce to it. That's all right, man.
Tyler said he hadn't heard of poor man's brisket. Had a little bit of that.
I don't know that I'm picking up what you're putting down either.
Ron educated me.
Yeah, it's like get a good beef chuck.
Okay.
And then just prepare it the same way you would a brisket. Shouldn't doesn't take as long to cook. Not doesn't cost as much. I mean, I guess you could let it take as long as it does, but I can do it in about eight hours. But and then just cut it and slice it like you would a brisket. Really? A lot cheaper. Yeah, get a big chuck roast and then, you know, put your rub on it just like you would do a big brisket. Throw it on. I do it from time to time.
Get the crispy black outside too? The edges? Mm-hmm. Like, that's
yep,
really.
That, yeah. Slice. I think it's a little tougher, but yeah. It's not bad. Good. Had a little bit of that too. That was probably my best bet.
Well, I mean, you go over somebody else's house, man. They're cooking course, like that, but you gotta eat, man. You gotta eat.
Text line coming through 305 plus. Okay.
Oh, thinking you'll be a 305 plus?
Yeah. Oh man. I don't think that was really the only bad period I had. Well, I did not know them chicken wings were gonna be fried over there at
That's all right. You'll be all right, man.
All right. No, we'll see. We'll see.
You slowly work your way down.
That's what I'm
Without any extreme change, you know, you'll be all right. I mean, yeah, you got to enjoy your life,
take
man.
Take your time. So we'll do that at 3 o'clock coming up here in just a bit. All right, Clint, Tyler. This saga has... This saga has finally come to an end. And we have had a lot of fun with this on this show. Came through Jeff Passan the other day, fellas. Yesterday, the San Francisco Giants are acquiring all-star slugger Rafael Devers from the Boston Red Sox. Sources confirmed to ESPN, an out-of-nowhere blockbuster deal. Boston is getting right-handed pitcher Jordan Hicks and more. So Rafael Devers, the whole thing, if you haven't been following that story, which is...
No.
Alex Bregman came over, and Devers going to be the third baseman. Said, I'm playing third. Held his first baseman on the other side of the field. Said, Devers should be the third baseman. Got all the way up there, training camp, trying to figure it out. And the next thing you know, now Alex Bregman, who won the gold glove last year, is going to be the third baseman, and you're going to be the DH.
Is Breggy being ridiculous?
And clearly, Rafael Devers was hot about it. I mean, he put it out there and said, I don't play. I play third base. That's what I'm going to play. Rafael Devers thought, well, they just signed me to an 11-year contract, the highest paid player on the team, $300-plus million. Sounds like it. No. Then the first baseman got hurt. Then they wanted old Raf to go play first base. Said, man, he took my glove.
I'm all set.
No.
I'm good, baby. I'm the DH. Took my glove from me. Told me to go ahead and put my glove out. Alex Bregman got hurt playing in third base. He still ain't seen that base.
No.
Ain't seen third or first.
No.
Chilling at that DH spot. By the way, he started off terribly. He is swinging the bat well right now. He is.
Boston.
He is there. He is back to being their best hitter. I mean, what did he start off like? 0 for like 19? I mean, he had like 11 strikeouts?
He had struck out a boatload of his first 15 at-bats, 15 or 20 at-bats. I remember keeping track of it.
Not what you want from your DH.
Yeah, from your $330 million player that you brought over. But... really, since the start of the season, he's been rolling. And to be honest, they've just started to roll. They just swept the Yankees, who has had the best record or the second best record in the American League behind the Tigers. And they've won five straight. And yesterday, he had a big day. He had a home run yesterday. He, up to this point, as you said, started out 0 for 19, struck out a boatload of times. He's hitting .272, .401 on base, .500 slug with 15 homers. And 18 doubles with almost 60 driven in. RBI. They said, yeah, man, we out. 28.
No.
I don't know that I've seen a situation effed up more than this. And I know some people are going to talk about he's a diva, all this. And he may. This to me is all to me on the Boston Red Sox and how they handled the situation from the jump.
Yeah.
This would be like the Astros getting sideways with Yordan Alvarez because the communication was off in some form or fashion, and they brought somebody else in to take over whatever role he was taking over. They won't mess that up. They signed him to an 11-year contract. He is the centerpiece of what they want to do. They traded Mookie Betts. They've traded all these guys, but they signed him. And within, 3 months? Less than 3 months, you'd have had to trade him to San Francisco. Yeah. Crazy to me that they are in this situation.
Well, this trade was made possible the minute they signed Bregman. They knew.
And they didn't communicate well enough when they signed Bregman.
Clearly, they didn't communicate before they signed
Bregman.
I don't know that that was their intentions was to ever think about bringing a Bregman in and then trading a Rafael Devers. No. I would think that was that they're adding to what they hoped would be a World Series caliber team. And in reality, at the very best case scenario right now is you one for one. I mean, you just
honest, Devers is younger and right now a better player hitter than him. So
that's why I said best case scenario.
Best case. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it just doesn't. I think this is a classic. The organization screwed the pooch. They didn't communicate well. They made a poor decision to even pursue Bregman probably in the first place. And they didn't handle it well once they acquired Bregman. And the player called their bluff. You know, most of the time the organization would have gotten, you know, okay, Bregman gets hurt, I'll go play third. Oh, the first base guy, okay, I'll go play first. Whatever y'all need me to do, I'm a team guy. Whatever y'all need me to do. Devers, sounds like Devers said, nah, I ain't doing none of it, man. Y'all get me the hell up out of here.
Yeah, I wonder who pushed it. And I mean, I know Passan personally, he's plugged in. He said an out-of-nowhere blockbuster deal. They knew it was bad, but they didn't think it was going to get to a point where...
Yeah, but it's not hard to see. I mean, right?
No, you can see it now.
The thing is it started, it was probably... They probably could have fixed it. With just Bregman being there, him being a D, it probably could have fixed it. The injuries at the two corner spots, the two that he plays, that's where the thing went south. All of a sudden, not once, but twice, I would imagine he's the one saying, nah, y'all can kiss my ass. I'm not doing it.
But also, Clint, he's been there long enough. You know how Rafael Devers is going. You should know how he's going to react over this situation.
When you find out, you...
Hell, I could have told you how he's going to react after he came out and said, I'm playing third base.
Yeah.
Like, you should have been floored. So the text line coming through happened to the Astros last year, but Dana got in front of it and told them Hader was coming in. Now, this is not the same to me. Ryan Pressly and Josh Hader, like, it's not like clearly Josh Hader has been, you know, the better closer, and Ryan Pressly was coming towards the end. Rafael Devers is Yordan Alvarez.
Well, there ain't even one third baseman.
And you're right. And there's one third baseman. Well, there's one closer.
Yeah, okay, fair.
But Rafael Devers is Yordan. He is the centerpiece of your team.
Yeah.
He's 28 years old in his prime. You didn't pay Ryan Pressly $300 million. Right? We could all see when Hader was coming in at $95 million, we knew who was going to be the closer. He wasn't pitching the eighth.
Right.
While you was making 15. Mm-hmm. Or 10 or whatever Pressly was making. So I hear what you're kind of saying, but this is different. I mean, this is like, pick any team. This is the Royals said, hey man, we're gonna bring in somebody to play shortstop. Or Bobby Witt Jr. I know we just gave Bobby Witt Jr. 12 years, $260 million. We're gonna have somebody else come in and play shortstop. And really not run it by him. Like, we're just gonna have him in there. So this is wild. I wanna also admit before we go to break over the weekend, I took in none of that US Open.
I saw the
sperm.
Reggie called him JJ Sperm that first day and I said it. But I saw he won, but I didn't watch any of it, and I feel bad because I got an alert on my phone from NBC Sports that it was a rain delay, and they were showing the 2008 U.S. Open in which Tiger had that torn ACL. Yep. And was,
they sure as heck were.
I watched 30 minutes of that. I watched 30 minutes of the 2008 rain delay replay.
Eldrick will get you.
But I did not watch a single second of, and I heard it was good, right? It was probably a classic. This young man won his first major, but yeah, I didn't watch any of that. But I watched the hell out of that Tiger, though.
I tried. I'm gonna be honest with you. It was my father-in-law is a big golf guy, so I tried, and I'll be completely honest with you. When I got home after the rain delay, I tried to watch it early on, and it was very difficult to watch because every time I looked up, and the funny thing is, as I said it was JJ, the guy that ended up winning it, JJ Spahn. Every time I looked up, this is a guy that's in the top two or three, I think, the entire day. Every time I looked up, he would look like me hitting out of the rough. He was hitting the ball from rough to rough.
It was a hell of a rough.
I mean, it was awful. I was like, this is not, it's not even fun to watch. It's not, and then the rain hit, and I'm like, I'm not even turning this damn thing back on because now it's going to be wet and that rough, and these guys have played all damn day. Like, I'm not even turning it back on. And I missed, we missed one of the best finishes in a long time in golf because that was, not only did my man make that 64-foot putt, Ron, but if you go back and look on 17, he's tied for the lead at one over. Nobody. He had to make a 64-foot putt, by the way, to get under par to win the tournament at one under. But 17, the drive on 17, he drives it. It's a drive of the tourney. I mean, he puts it on the green, and that gave him the lead. And then the long putt at the end, the last two holes he played was unbelievable, especially in that weather and how important it is to hit the fairway. Wow.
Pendergast, or according to people in Washington, Pendergast, or Gast. This is an early entry for Petty Cash of the week for me, myself personally. I took very, very good personal happiness that 64-putt call did not go to Jim Nantz.
Oh, wow. I guess because he was off, right?
It was on NBC, so it wasn't on CBS.
Okay. I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
I'm glad Hannah Storm's husband, Dan got that call.
You just shut up and let me do my job.
Suck it, Jim. Coming up, the weigh-in, as we'll see what we get down to. And the Rockets, stop being cute with this. Stop being cute with this. We'll talk about that coming up next right here live on The Drive. Oh, it's 3 o'clock.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.